It's worth taking a look at how the expenses scandal came to be reported. Part of this goes back to Tony Wright, who is the Labour MP for Cannock Chase. He brought in the Freedom of Information Act, which is a very powerful tool for the public to be able to find out information about all kinds of public information. And he was quite concerned when he did this about expenses, because he felt that there perhaps was some abuse of the expenses system in place, and that he saw that that is something which at some point somebody was going to ask some questions about, and it might be embarrassing for people. But no reforms took place, and it's a shame that they didn't, because it would have been much better for all concerned if that had been dealt with earlier. So there is an individual reporter who was working for the Telegraph, and she actually put in a Freedom of Information Act to try and get disclosure of information about MPs' expenses. And when they finally did get this, they found that it was very interesting material at all, indeed. Now, I believe that one of the things you've got to look at here is the historical context of this happening. This was all happening in the wake of the banking crisis, where we had suddenly found that we were in huge financial difficulties as a result of the greedy and ill-considered actions of many of the people in the banking community. And people were justifiably furious about this, because it has hit the pockets of ordinary people. The value of their houses were going down, the security of their jobs were going down, and they felt very bruised by this. So there was a huge well of anger there, which was ready to be spread to other people too. And quite obviously, people were looking at the MPs and saying, well, why didn't this happen? Why didn't you protect us from what happened with the banking crisis? So to find all this information about expenses at this time, when people were pretty fed up with MPs anyway, was obviously dynamite. And if you take it from there were other things which I believe are quite important within all of this. I mean, clearly in a recession, newspapers find it difficult to get people to part with their money. So having something like this, which could come out as a serial day after day after day and guarantee that there would be good sales of their papers for this kind of information, was perhaps a godsend for the papers. And it may have gone beyond that too. It may be that the people who owned the newspapers may have had a particular agenda. I can't be certain of that, but there are suggestions that that may be the case.